Welcome back to the Fantasy Bros Football Podcast. My name is Jarrett Brown. On today's episode, we're going to talk about my top targets in every round of your 2023 fantasy football drafts. Before I get to my top targets in every round of your fantasy drafts this year, if you want a chance to win a signed Odell Beckham Jr. Baltimore Ravens jersey courtesy of bettingpros.com, your place to start betting smarter, not harder, you need to subscribe to the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel right now. Comment below on this video. That's it. We'll be announcing the winner right here on the channel, so turn on notifications so you can be alerted when new episodes are up and to claim your prize. All right, first player up on the docket. First round target, Bijan Robinson. And I get that people are a little bit worried about Bijan, all the Arthur Smith, hot hand, Tyler Allgeier talk out there in the space, but I'm not shying away from Bijan Robinson in the first round. He landed into a perfect situation. I look at him as a lock for 300-plus touches this season in an offense that was second in neutral rushing rate last year, led the NFL in red zone rushing rate. Bijan Robinson is one of the safest as well as one of the highest ceiling picks you can make in the first round of your fantasy drafts. Okay, number two, the guy that I will not leave the second round without in every single draft, if I can pull it off, Tony Pollard. Yes, my RB1 in fantasy this year. I'm not backing off of it. For a player that was RB8 in fantasy points per game last year while also ranking 30th in snap share, 34th in opportunity share. He's one of the most efficient running backs in the NFL, top five in every efficiency metric you could pull out of your hat. He is Austin Eckler 2.0. We missed the boat with Austin Eckler about all these different narratives. Is he big enough to handle the workload? Well, we haven't seen him do it. Is the team going to trust him? We heard the same things with Austin Eckler. I'm not going to back off of Tony Pollard, my RB1 this year. Draft him confidently in the second round of all of your drafts this year. Heading to the third round, got to bring up the new wide receiver one in Jacksonville. It has to be Calvin Ridley. The last time we saw Calvin Ridley, he was seventh in target share, fourth in air yard share, and he is not washed, not even close to it, people. Again, hearkening back, last time we saw this guy with pads on an NFL field, fifth in route win rate, third in win rate against man coverage. You're seeing him crush in practices. He looks like the Calvin Ridley of old, and he's not even close to being old or washed yet. Draft him with confidence as Trevor Lawrence's alpha this year in fantasy. Okay, heading to the fourth round, a guy that I continually pound the drum for. I'm going to take the discount because people are scared of Jordan Love, Christian Watson. Last year, weeks 10 through 18, Christian Watson in the six games, he played at least 80% of the snaps, 23% target share, 42% end zone target share. He had over 3.0 yards per route run. Christian Watson will be the alpha in Green Bay this year, and I'm not even expecting fantastic quarterback play from Jordan Love. I just want league average quarterback play. If Christian Watson gets that, he is going to smash his ADP this year. All right, well, staying on the smashing ADP train here, apparently people just still hate Deontay Johnson, and I'm going to gobble him up in every fifth round of drafts that I can. Deontay Johnson, over the last two seasons, has been second in open score. So what can he control? Oh, that's right, getting open on his routes, and in that span, second behind only A.J. Brown. If that doesn't open your eyes, I don't know what will. For a player that last year, 13th in target share, 10th in red zone targets, and none of that amounted to him scoring any touchdowns. The touchdowns are coming back this year. He was the wide receiver 20 in expected fantasy points per game. I have him as a top 20 wide receiver this year. And ADP and ECR is lagging behind. I will not leave fifth rounds without him. And all we have to do is be kind and rewind. Deontay Johnson was the wide receiver 8 and wide receiver 22 in the two previous years. Now you get a discount and you can draft him in the fifth round as a wide receiver 3 on a lot of your teams. Enjoy it and watch Deontay Johnson crush in 2023. Okay, first part of my league-winning stack this year in the sixth round, and I get the steam is hot and heavy for him because now people have seen him produce on an NFL field. This preseason, Darren Waller is going to be a smash pick in the sixth round of every draft that you can have right now. Last year, he showed in that small sample size that he got to play. He is not washed. He didn't, the talent did not go anywhere. 13th in receiving grade, 12th in yards per route run. He was first in yards per route run against man coverage. You've heard me wax poetic about how that metric is tied to ceiling outcomes for the tight end position. Darren Waller will be the wide receiver one for the Giants this year. They will pass the ball more. And the last time that we saw this man flanked by a bunch of beta wide receivers, he was the tight end two in fantasy points per game. Draft him confidently. He is going to go toe for toe with Travis Kelce for that tight end one overall moniker, that throne this year. But you get to draft him six rounds after Travis Kelce. Enjoy. Talk about another player that's getting a lot of steam, but I'm going to draft him in the seventh round of all of my upcoming drafts. That's James Cook. James Cook last year, when we saw him on the field, was explosive, was a playmaker in both the early downs and the passing game. First in explosive run rate per fantasy points data, 15th in yards after contact, 12th in yards per out run from fantasy points data. And again, we're buying into an elite offense. The Bills were third in points per game scored last year, sixth in red zone scoring attempts per game. James Cook is the discount version of Jahmyr Gibbs. You draft him a few rounds later. Enjoy it. He has top 24 upside. Heck, he could be an RB1 in fantasy this year. All right, second part of my league-winning stack, baby. And I know this might seem early to some, but I don't want to leave drafts without him. If you're waiting on quarterbacks, then take this guy a round above ADP. Get Daniel Jones on your teams in the eighth round. Last year, the QB10 in fantasy points per game, top five finishes in red zone carries, rushing yards, rushing touchdowns. All of that rushing equity is not going anywhere. The passing numbers will go up this year. Talked about Darren Waller being there, but even if you go back to last year, when Daniel Jones had competent wide receiver play around him, so after week 10, Brian Daboll said, sure, let's push the pace, baby. Let's throw the ball some more. They were 10th in neutral pace, 11th in play success rate. Daniel Jones has top five quarterback upside in fantasy this year, and you can draft him in rounds 8, 9, 10 this year. Just gobble it up and watch him crush. All right, before I get back to my top targets for every round of your fantasy drafts, let's talk about fantasy sports knockout. You think you know fantasy football? Think again. This is Knockout, baby, a Survivor League that's a season-long tournament where every week matters. It's the only league where skills are tested and strategy pays off. The lowest scoring team or group of teams is eliminated each week. Set your lineup, but you got to use strategy wisely. You can only use each player once per season. So you think you know fantasy? Go ahead and prove it. Go to fantasysportsknockout.com and sign up today.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
All right, continuing on these draft must-haves in every round, ninth round, we have Sky Moore. You need to be walking away with all your drafts with Sky Moore here in the ninth round. For a player that is going to be starting in two wide receiver sets this year and playing the slot when they go three wide, last year amongst 96 qualifying wide receivers, he was 28th in target per route run rate, 25th in yards per route run from the slot. If you look at this from an overall perspective, Sky Moore was incredibly efficient in the playing time that he got last year amongst 119 qualifying wide receivers with at least 150 routes per fantasy points data, 7th in yak per reception, 10th in missed tackles forced per reception. He is a playmaker, and he will be the number one wide receiver right behind Travis Kelce in this target tree this year in Kansas City. Watch Sky Moore absolutely crush the competition. All right, heading to the 10th round. We're getting into these back-end rounds, and this is where we're going to mine value. And the first guy I got to talk about here is Rashad Bateman. You're getting the injury discount. Heck, you're getting the discount because we talked about the signed jersey for Odell Beckham. He's in town now. Rashad Bateman taking that discount and all the drafts is where I want to go this year. Last year, when we saw him even a sliver of healthy last year, weeks 1 through 4, 19.5% target share, 30% air yard share. He was 4th in yards per out run behind only Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle, and A.J. Brown. If that doesn't perk up your ears and sit there and make you want to listen to drafting more Rashad Bateman or maybe getting some exposure this year, even if you take out, and I know people are going to talk about this, the 75-yarder that he had against Miami, even if you take that out of the sample, and I hate to do that, but here we are. He had 1.8 yards per out run, and that amongst 72 qualifying wide receivers over that sample would have put him at 27th, right behind Devonta Smith. That is really good company to keep, and Rashad Bateman is going to be a massive value. Enjoy drafting him in the 10th round of all your drafts. All right, buying in again to this Pittsburgh Steelers offense, we're going to go with an underrated guy, and I know people have been talking about him a lot, and hey, I retweeted the clip myself of the long run that he broke off in the preseason, Jaylen Warren. And I don't think really we could just talk about his efficiency and how talented this guy is. 16th in breakaway run rate last year, 5th in juke rate. Weeks 5 through 18, and people want to talk about it's just a handcuff? No, people. In the preseason, Jaylen Warren has almost been splitting the snaps with Najee Harris right down the middle on first team snaps with Kenny Pickett. Much less if you go back to last year, weeks 5 through 18, Jaylen Warren turned in 6 weeks of RB3 or better weekly fantasy scoring. This is not just a high-end handcuff. He's going to offer your team weekly flex appeal. And if anything happens to Najee Harris, he's a player we're going to be ranking as an RB1 weekly. So draft him with confidence in the 11th round. All right, head into the 12th round. A guy on a putrid team, offense. But at this point, if we're going to go down the wide receiver well, we're looking for volume, and Rondale Moore is going to get it. Last year in 7 full games that he played, 22.7% target share and a 22% target per route run rate. His 12.6 PPR points per game in that stretch would have put him as the wide receiver 32 in PPR formats. But you're able to draft this guy in the 12th round, and he could offer wide receiver 3 flex appeal type of value and production on a weekly basis. The offense might be nasty, but this is a place we need to go hunting for value. Get Rondale Moore on your teams. All right, we're going to go back to the rookie well. We're going to invest in an offense that's being underrated in the sense that they can take a huge step forward this year. People are high on Khalil Herbert. I'm going to tell you that I'm drafting Roschon Johnson in the 13th round over Khalil Herbert all day, every day, twice on Sunday, baby. For a talented player that, look, over his final 3 years in college behind Bijan Robinson, we still saw the talent. In smaller spurts, yeah, I'll give that to you. But 11th, 21st, and 14th in yards after contact per attempt, he is a plus pass protector, and I don't think I'm going to sit here and shake anybody's confidence in Khalil Herbert, but the fact remains that Roschon Johnson is the best pass protector and receiving back on this team. No Khalil Herbert cannot sit here and hold a candle to him in that area. No Deontay Foreman cannot as well. Roschon Johnson only allowed 2 sacks in his Texas career. He can take over this backfield, so enjoy drafting him in the 13th round. All right, from here on out, we're going to take some shots on rookies, and the first one I got to bring up in the 14th round is Marvin Mims. Tim Patrick's injury has opened the door for Marvin Mims to start in 3 wide receiver sets. He's going to be the field stretcher for this team. Sean Payton wanted him on this squad, traded up in the NFL draft to get him for a player that was 94th percentile in yards per reception, 96th percentile in breakout age. He can work underneath. He can take the top off of defenses with his 4.3 speed. This is all we want, people. 14th round, 4.3 speedster that you can get on a bounce back offense. You got to be getting exposure to Marvin Mims this year. Call it a brand pick, people. Call it a love list pick, but I'm not going to leave drafts without my guy, Puka Nacua. 15th round selection this year. And Puka not only has the hype been heavy this year, we need to be kind and understand that this guy put up talented numbers, top shelf numbers in college whenever he was healthy, over his final two seasons at BYU, second and sixth in yards per out run. He also has tons of highlight reel catches on his film with body control, strong hands for days. His final season, 17th in contested catch rate. Also, we're going to talk about for this late round guy, this dart, this gem, this diamond in the rough is also going to get rushing utility. We saw that in college, 357 rushing yards in his BYU career, five rushing scores. And we've also seen the Rams do this. Bobby Trees, anyone? Jet sweeps, anybody? Rushing touchdowns in the Rams offense. Those are going to be here for Puka Nacua this year. He's going to be a starter from week one. They iced him in week two of the preseason. Invest in Puka Nacua. You'll be glad that you did, because guess what? I'm going to sit here and give you an offer, a sneak peek here. If I take out my crystal ball, those early season waiver wire articles that are all going to hit the presses and come out week one, week two, week three, Puka Nacua is going to be a poster boy on a lot of those articles. Get ahead of the competition, draft him. Don't blow your fab budget and get him on your teams now. All right, final round here, round 16. I've got to bring up a defense that I've been talking about all offseason. That is the New Orleans Saints. For the first 6 weeks of the NFL season, you do not have to worry about having any other defense, streaming another defense, going to another defense at all. I've laid this out in the podcast. I'm going to keep talking about it now. First six teams that they play: Tennessee, Carolina, Green Bay, Tampa Bay. You hear any offenses that you should be worried about? No? Well, let me continue. The New England Patriots, Houston Texans. This is the defense to draft this year. And you will not hear me with a lot of defensive takes, but one that I am rock solid on that I would continue to hammer home, because this is how you win fantasy football leagues. This is how you save your fab. It's by drafting the New Orleans Saints this year in fantasy. And yes, if you noticed on this one, you can't make me draft a kicker. I will not do it. Not going to happen. No kickers. Do not draft kickers unless your league format forces you to. So observe your league rules. Check them out before your draft. But if you can, do not draft a kicker. Grab the Saints with your final pick and enjoy. Take flyers on wide receivers and running backs with that final pick. Don't go the kicker route. All right, before I get up out of here, people, another shout out to our partners over at Fantasy Sports Knockout. Remember, it's the only league where skills are tested and strategy pays off. Go to fantasysportsknockout.com, sign up today. And if you want a chance to win that signed Odell Beckham Jr., Baltimore Ravens jersey, courtesy of bettingpros.com, you got to subscribe to the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel right now. Comment on the video. We will be announcing the winner live on the channel, so turn on notifications so you can claim your prize. Again, thank you for tuning into the Fantasy Pros content. Enjoy draft season. Let's crush. Let's get after it.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.